The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, ladies and gentlemen? That's the question we ask on What's on Your Mind, and you get to tell us what it is that has you saying, are you kidding me today? On the program, only one guest that will come in the 10:30 hour from the Bismarck Police Department. Sergeant William Connor will be here on the 20-year-old cold case of missing person Michelle Juleson. Somebody called about that yesterday. We promised some answers. We'll get it. We have a prize like we did last Friday for the best call of the day at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Our goal is to make Snerdly, also known as Shane Snerdly, really busy today by finding the best call of the day. So we'll let you know if you're in contention, and Snerdly will get your information. And then the prize today is I rated Todd the Flag Family cookie jar. And I was digging deep for Medora because I was very jealous that you're going to be in Medora later today for the K-Fire Cafe. Well, I'm stuck in the studio, as usual. Todd gets all the fun stuff.
Aren't you usually the guy who goes all over the state while I'm stuck in the studio? Come on now. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, here's what I found. We have this store at flagfamily.com where we sell things generally at 25 to 30% off, sometimes even more. And I dig into the Medora cookie jar at Shop Our Store, and here's what's left. It's not bad, but they're kind of odd numbers. I have 3 rounds of golf at Bully Pulpit. Now, that's like a $300 value. 3 rounds of golf, so I don't know, you know, how many threesomes
you want. Your golf game is so bad, you need 3 rounds because you need that many strokes to make it through.
I don't care how you use them. Exactly. You could do it yourself. You could do a threesome and buy the fourth, or, you know, bring somebody along you don't like, and they can pay their way, and the other, you know, 3 get it free. It's up to you. And then we do have a fourth ticket, but this is for a comp on the stables, and that's a fun deal. That's if you've never done the stables at Medora, that's a neat deal. So it's 4 tickets at Medora, 3 are for a round of golf at the Bully Pulpit anytime this year, and the same thing with the stables. And if you haven't been to Medora, by the way, are you kidding me? That's the prize for our winner today. Now, a couple of contenders on Are You Kidding Me? Have you heard about this 62-year-old homeless man that was arrested by Bismarck police for panhandling? Did you hear about that? Now I'm going, are you kidding me? And we're hoping that we can effort a conversation with this guy and find out what the deal is. I want to know if he's truly homeless. Because if he's truly homeless and his story is real, then I'm sort of going, Bismarck police, you arrested a 62-year-old homeless man? Are you kidding me? Like, what were you thinking? On the other hand, he did break the law, right? You cannot panhandle, no matter if you're homeless or not, on an intersection. I think Fargo has that law now, too. Didn't they recently follow Bismarck's lead and pass that? I think they did. And, Chris, have you had a chance to call the jail? Can I talk to you on the air, or are you busy off air?
No, what's up?
So what I'd like to do is have you call the Bismarck Police Department and just say, could we visit with this individual? I don't know if that's possible. I don't know where he's jailed.
I'm assuming I should let them know it's live on the air.
Yeah, I would just say we wanted we would like to have an interview with him on the air because I'd like to understand his story a little bit before I can properly answer, are you kidding me? They arrested this guy. Can you do that?
I can do that.
Okay, Chris, you're hearing the voice, by the way, of Chris, our producer. Shane Snerdly is the guy who answers your call. Chris is the producer who tells Todd and I what to do and by when. And isn't that how he usually does it, Todd, too?
Well, wait a minute. Now, Chris is also a producer. Shouldn't his last name be Snerdly? Chris Hennen Snerdly? Maybe a hyphenated thing?
It's just too many Snerdlys.
I just ran into an issue, and maybe Todd can help me, but the story I'm looking at doesn't have this man's name.
Well, I think they probably know he's the only 62-year-old homeless guy that was arrested for panhandling
well,
in the jail.
I'm thinking. That.
Wait, you never know.
And well, Todd's the newsman, so he can find that out. Chris, another quick question. I'm sort of going, are you kidding me? These guys have control of the House of Representatives, and they can't pass a border bill and stand up for the border. In a minute or less, what the heck is going on? Is the House screw up? Did the Senate screw up? What is going on with this border bill?
Well, you remember Kevin Cramer was on the show on Wednesday. He was touting a House package, which they could not get the votes for on Thursday, and so the vote was canceled. And basically what happened is Democrats said they weren't going to vote for it, not surprisingly, but also
Michelle Bachmann and others said they were not going to vote for
it. Yeah, conservatives once conservatives didn't vote for the bill, they didn't have the votes.
But wait a minute, now Kevin Cramer's a conservative, and he voted for it. So
didn't vote for it. They never had a vote.
Right.
They canceled the vote because they didn't have
the votes. Okay.
So they're going home. They go to the airport. The Senate tries to pass their own package, and the vote fails. And John Boehner came under heavy criticism for calling this vote and not having a package passed before the recess. And they call him back. Another reason is they're very concerned that President Obama might do some executive action on immigration. So I think the fact that, you know, they want to save face a little bit, they're trying to pass a different package, a little bit scaled back, tweak it a little bit to try to get the votes. But frankly, it's up in the air right now. They don't know if they're going to get the votes. But they're trying to pass something, call all the members back from the airport to try to save face before the recess.
Are you kidding me? But anyway, so the border bill is, and I thought Congressman Cramer explained what the bill did very well. I would vote for it myself. I'm not with Michelle Bachmann, and I'm not with the Democrats that are against it. I think it's a good bill. So maybe you think I'm nuts, but I think it makes a lot of sense to do exactly what we wanted. It's not a big costly bill like he wanted all this money. So anyway, if you want to talk about the border bill, we can talk about that as well. And we had one other contender we have a lot of contenders for Are You Kidding Me? But we're gonna let you decide what you think ought to be the plan. And already the callers are stacking up. So again, the caller of the day wins a prize from Medora. If you've not been to Medora, are you kidding me? And if you have, what's your favorite part of Medora? I'd love to hear that today on the program as well. Let's get to the calls at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. What's your Are You Kidding Me on this Friday edition of What's on Your Mind? From the studios of 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, KCJB Minot, the Flag Family, AM 1100, the Flag Fargo-Moorhead, AM 1090, the Flag KTGO, and KLTC in Dickinson. Fred and Wing, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Fred.
Hello, Scott. I got something to about four things I want to mention. And the one thing is Obama, he, through executive order and through his administration, and he promised that he wasn't going to let that pipeline go through. Now we're short 1,000 rail cars. Harvest is upon us. Last year's crop's not out of here yet. Our prices have dropped from 2 years ago down to 25% to 35% of what they were. And we can't. And yesterday I talked to a guy that was combining, and he can't even get last year's crop in. And all the elevators are full. I talked to three elevators yesterday, and they're all full.
Who do you blame for this, Fred? Or your friend?
Well, if we had that pipeline, that would free up rail cars. You know, in the last 2 years, it could have freed up a lot of rail cars already. It could have been done, that pipeline, already.
Well, I'm a little hesitant to say the name that I'm about to say, because of Gloria from Garrison calling yesterday saying all we do is bash, a certain occupant of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. But it sounds like that's who you're laying the blame on.
Well, let me tell you a couple other things, and then I'm going to address that, if you don't mind.
I only have two minutes, all 2 minutes are yours.
All right, we have abortion on demand. Obama has done the stuff with the gay rights amendment. We have all this rights to get married. We have abortion happening at a rate of 5,000 people a minute. And you come on there and try to talk about these things that he's doing in his administration. And she comes on and says, now let's be nice. Let's not be talking about this stuff. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? We're not supposed to talk about the bad things that the Democrats do. Are you kidding me, sir?
It's a challenge. It's a challenge. I know she wanted us to talk about pie, and I like talking about pie. I like talking about Maduro, but I think we have to, you know, first of all, this program is called What's on Your Mind for a reason. And clearly, Fred, you put some time and effort into, you know, connecting the dots here on pain points, like you mentioned for our growers right now and what's going on there. So, you know, where does the, and now I think what she would maybe say if she was on the phone right now is what are we going to do about it? You know, don't tell me the pain. Just tell me how you're going to fix it. How would you fix it, Fred?
Well, we're fixing it by talking about it. Okay. Now, these people, they're liberals, and they don't like to hear when something's been done wrong in their party. It's the Democratic Party. You take in the Bible it says that you are supposed to love the sinner and hate the sin.
I love them all. I'm with you on that, Fred, for sure. We're up against the clock, but this was a good call, so I'm going to ask you to hold so Shane Snerdly can get your information. We'll put you in for the Maduro passes. Joel and Bismarck, Lance and Trail County, you're up next on What's on Your Mind. Are you kidding me?
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
If frequent rains and cool soils continue into the growing season, be prepared to see some root rot. Damage usually occurs in patches or streaks in a field. In favorable conditions, infected seedlings may die. If they survive, plants with damaged root systems may be less productive later in the season, particularly if the weather becomes hot and dry. There isn't anything you can do to manage root rot once the seed is in the ground, but it is important to pay attention to root rot and record affected fields. Next spring, a fungicide seed treatment or a resistant variety may also be good investments. Crop rotation or lengthening crop rotation may also help reduce root rot pressure. For more information on root rots, visit planthealth.info.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24/7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning, ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Today, Maduro is where Todd is going, so Maduro's on my mind, and if I had to take an instant poll, I would guess less than 10% of North Dakotans have been to Maduro. Now, I hope that's upside down. I hope it's only 10% that have not been to Maduro, But if you've been there, what's your favorite part? If you haven't, why not? It's a question we have up. And by the way, we have some bully pulpit rounds of golf today. And one, I'm a little embarrassed about this four-pack because it's three rounds of golf. And who goes on a horse riding expedition to the stables alone? I mean, Medora, I get you do it if you own a horse and probably enjoy the tranquility of it. But anyway, that's the four-pack, and it's only because that's all we have left on our flagfamily.com website, where you can also find WeFest tickets, permit to carry courses, and Chan Hansen dinner tickets for the Disney live version of The Little Mermaid, all at least 25% off. Flagfamily.com, shop our store. And all the Medora stuff is gone now because we're giving away the last of it right here. Okay, let's get back to the phones here in just a moment. But, Todd, I want to know your take on this. Were the Bismarck police right to arrest a 62-year-old homeless man at the intersection of 94 off State Street for holding a sign that says
homeless? Well, to paint the full of picture, it was a little bit more than just a guy being homeless and a guy holding a sign that said homeless. What actually got him arrested was the fact that he was taking donations. He said he was not asking for money. People were just giving him donations. But the point was, you know, the panhandling law says, hey, you can't be sitting on the side of the road with a sign taking money, and this guy was.
Is that what the, is that what the actual ordinance says? You can't sit with a sign and take money? I mean, because he's got a point. He doesn't ask for money.
Right. But the sitting on the side of the road taking money was kind of the issue there. So this happened. Yeah. The story broke Wednesday. He was on the eastbound off-ramp at State Street off I-94, and sitting there with a sign, homeless. City police came up to him and saying, hey, look, you're, you know, city ordinance against panhandling can't do this.
So here's
and
my question.
He refused to put the sign away and got arrested.
Should they have arrested him? I mean, should they have bigger fish to fry? Or if there's an ordinance and they ask him to stop and he doesn't stop, are they right to arrest him? Who's right here? I'm a little conflicted because I think Bismarck police have bigger fish to fry. On the other hand, it's the second time the guy's been arrested for panhandling. And they asked him the first time, and he still blows them off.
They're trying to enforce the law. It's a law. They got to enforce the law. Is it the most victimful crime out there? Perhaps not. But
should I have in the back of my mind whether he actually is homeless, or does that not matter?
Not that it matters, but...
Because I do. You know, here's the deal. You don't ever know. And quite honestly, if I've got a buck or two laying around, and I'm in an intersection, I always flip a couple of bucks.
It's the same crime whether he's homeless or not. Now, maybe he's a bigger sleazeball for misrepresenting himself if he's not homeless. But that in and of itself isn't necessarily a crime. It makes him a sleazeball, of course, but, you know.
If we can get Craig Cobb to call the program, I think we can get this guy to call the program, can't we?
Well, so, Cobb has a radio. If this guy doesn't have a radio or iHeartRadio or something, then that might be trickier, but working on that one.
He called us from jail, remember? Called us from jail.
You need a phone for that, but to know that somebody wants... Well, plus, I think we're a little bit more on top of Cobb's mind than this guy. I don't think this guy's looking for 15 seconds of fame on the radio nearly as much as Cobb was or
all
is.
Right. We're asking. We're asking, folks, and I want to know what you think. Did the Bismarck PD do the right thing here, or is this are you kidding me the other way? Lance in Trail County, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
Yeah, the other night I posted about the cowards, the Hamas, how they put bombs in schools and hospitals and stuff like that. And one of the replies was, well, where else are they going to put them? It's not like it's a rural country. Are you kidding me?
Lance, you get this. That's exactly how Are You Kidding Me works. Way to go. Joel and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. How you doing this morning?
Great. How are you?
Oh, hanging in there. Hey, listen, I got a couple things I want to weigh in on here real quick. This homeless guy that the Bismarck police arrested, I got to tell you this quick story. I pulled up to the intersection there at State Street. There's a rugged-looking guy sitting there with a sign. Hey, help. Been a hard trail. Please help. But just got paid. I pulled out a 20. I was going to give it to him. I motioned him to come over. He gets up off his bucket and starts walking over there. Well, I hear a phone ring. And I look at my phone. It's not mine. It's the same ringtone and everything. This guy reaches in his shirt pocket. Now, he's wearing destitute clothing. Reaches in his pocket, pulls out an iPhone 5, and answers it. And he says, oh, hey, what's up? Oh, not much. I'm just working. I rolled my window back up, put my money away. I'm pretty sure it's the same guy they arrested. Anyway, what's on really on my mind, though, is
Before you go there, Joel, I don't know if you I don't know if you saw this story, but there was a story, and I believe it was Forum Newspaper Service that did it. It was pre-Forum News Service, but it was the Fargo Forum, and they actually interviewed some of these folks and said that exact thing, that this is a way of life. This is a, yes. This is, he was working in that case, and others do work. So my point is, how do you know? I mean, my heartstrings are tugged, but I always go back to that story every time, and I go, I wonder if this is the real deal, because, you know, I told the story the other day, I was down for the WCHA Final Five, walking back and forth between the XL Energy Center and the St. Paul Hotel, that little park there, I forget what they call it, in between. Beautiful area of downtown St. Paul. Have the kids along. Some guy comes up to me with this unbelievable sob story about, I have diabetes and I need to get on the bus, and if I don't get on the bus, I'm going to die, and my kids need money, and I mean, the whole deal. And I mean, I whip out a 20 faster than you can know what's going on. And my daughter is like in tears. She's like, Dad, I feel so bad for that guy. Should I give him some money? I'm like, no, honey, I gave him a 20. That's the best we can do. We'll leave it to other folks to do it, right? So later that night, we're going the other way. Same drill. Same drill. I'm thinking, well, I thought you had to catch the bus. I mean, and then there's another guy, and he's a vet, and he pulls out a vet card. Hey, I'm a vet. I'm down on my luck. You know, and I just,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know which way to go. So that when, you know, to me, how do we know? We don't know. So in your case, I think you got a pretty good idea, so you made the right decision. I would have done the same thing you do, but I'm curious what people do. Anyway, sorry, your other point was what, Joel? Go ahead.
Okay, I read last night, and I emailed this to you here just a little bit ago. You'll see it. Orley Tate, the attorney who's challenging Obama's eligibility, filed her case, and she's released a 155-page PDF, and I'm going to tell you what, I absolutely cannot believe that they haven't walked right into the White House and arrested this man. What in the world is going on with our country? This evidence is so strong. I mean, it's 100% conclusive. The birth certificate's a fraud. Everything about him is a fraud. Everything's a misdirection. What in the world is going on with our Congress, Senate, and our FBI? And I mean, I realize that the Justice Department is controlled by Eric Holder, but, I mean, the laws are the laws. And this is an absolute, outright case of fraud.
Joel, do me this favor. Hang on a second. We're going to flag you for a caller of the day, first of all. So we have two now in contention. So Shane will get your information during the break. We have Jim in Bismarck, Kurt in Burley County, Gary in Minot waiting to weigh in here as well on Are You Kidding Me? Quick commentary on your question on the eligibility when we come back, and then back to the calls on an Are You Kidding Me Friday on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you love jerky? You're tired of the same old gas station and grocery store stuff? Have I got a website for you? MeatTaffy.com. That's right, MeatTaffy.com. I love that name. What it is a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction got tired of the same old stuff and said, you know what? Let's go find the good stuff. I mean, premium guy candy. MeatTaffy. So they searched all across the USA and found folks out there in smokehouses and tiny meat shops and little independent supermarkets making some of the best jerky ever. And now we have a one-stop shop for all that great jerky. And if you go to MeatTaffy.com, it's what you're going to find. The best. I'm looking at a couple right now. Premium six packs of thin-cut meat taffy straight from the heart of Kentucky. Fantastic. Or a Bayou Blend. It's a Cajun-inspired pack of jerky that was born in the Bayou. Really good. High quality, hard to get, but easy to love. Meat Taffy. Made easy at MeatTaffy.com. Go to the website. They'll ship it to you wherever you are. MeatTaffy.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. to get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
With Todd the Radio God, who's the Medora Bound, later today, I'm Scott Hinnom. This is the What's on Your Mind, Are You Kidding Me edition of the program. Speaking of Medora, caller of the day gets a four-pack of fun on us from Medora today. Three Bully Pulpit Golf certificates. That's like a $300 value, isn't it? It's about $100 around, I think, at Bully Pulpit. And then a riding stable pass, too, which is actually my favorite part of Medora. Riding the horses at Medora is my favorite. It's hard to say that because there's a musical. There's, you know, so many things. Anyway, a quick commentary on the last call about the PDF. I haven't read it yet. I'll put it up for others to take a look at it. But it's the birth certificate deal, right? And it's what the Obama folks have called the birthers, right? So if you believe that he's not eligible, you're a birther. Here's what worries me about that. It's sort of like the impeachment deal. It'll be used so effectively by the Democrats and their allies in the media that I'm not sure it's worth going there. That may make me nuts, but I'm not sure it's worth going there on either, because they are waiting for us to do it. You follow me? They're waiting for us to do it. By the way, the telephone number to call, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. When you call, two choices. One, to leave a message. Two, to chat with us live on the air. And somebody, a lot of folks are calling off air today to be eligible for caller of the day. That's just fine. And roll one of those, Chris, and then we'll get to Jim in Bismarck, Kurt in Burley County, Jeff on the road listening to K-Fire, and Jeff in Roulette listening on AM 1100. Okay? That's the order we're going to go after this call. Roll it, Chris.
Yeah, what I don't understand is if they're going to pass a bill to make a law or to get the border, they already have laws that they're not going to enforce. It's just confusing as can be. I don't understand the whole concept that we're not going to enforce laws that we do have, so you guys got to make a law that we do like that we're going to enforce. Now, back in during the Civil War, Minnesota, most of the volunteers went out to fight the Civil War, so during the Sioux Uprising, they didn't have many people back home. But the men that were there, they started a second militia, and they themselves started protecting the frontier, and then they asked money from the governor to help. I was thinking that we should be able to do something like that on the border, where if the government can't come out there, and the military can't come out there, and the guard and the reserve can't come out there, then let's put the people back up on the border, and let's start arming them and start another militia, and let's, you know, if they're enforcing the law, they're enforcing the law, and somebody has to do it. Thank you.
Appreciate the call, and it's a mess. It's just a mess now. The House has been called back. They want to vote on this before the summer break. And I blame the Senate more than I do the House on this whole mess, to tell you the truth. That is a railroad that does not run worth a toot. Jim in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind, listening on 550 K-Fire. Are you kidding me, Jim?
Yeah, Scott. Just a couple of quick things. You know, you were talking about Medora. I don't want to be a downer, but I've gone to Medora once for that musical, and I'm sorry, that was about as boring as watching two hair snakes fight. So I just think it could be a better show.
Okay, one second. When were you there, Jim? Two questions I have quickly.
I'd say about 8 years ago.
Well, it's different every year, but I've never been to a boring musical at Medora ever. And this year's the 50th anniversary, so if I gave you two tickets, would you do a do-over and then tell me whether it's boring or not? Would you go back?
Well, I guess if you say it's better than it used to be, I'd try it again.
Okay, because so, I'm telling you, it's not boring. I just don't know what happened.
Yeah, I was going to say, it is not boring. No way.
But I would happily give you the pair of tickets, and so Shane Snerley will get your information off the air, and then you can come back on and tell us, no, it's still boring, or Scott, you were right, okay? Promise?
Well, I'll do that. And the other quick thing I wanted to say is, you know, I just wanted to talk about the new mayor. You know, Mayor Wilford was excellent mayor, but the seminary guy here, I tell you what, he's so rude to people on them commission meetings. I can't imagine. It's like going from white to black, and I just think he needs to become a better mayor, because we sure miss Wilford already. So that's all I got to say, I guess. But thanks for the tickets. I appreciate it.
And, Jim, you know you got to hang on so I can get your information. By the way, what's a hair snake?
It actually looks like a long hair, about 8 inches long, and you find them in little puddles of water, and you can actually they're so small, it looks like the size of a hair, but it is an actual snake.
I see. That would be a little boring watching two of those.
Well, that's the analogy.
Yeah.
You know, I hope it is better, but I will certainly call you back and let you know, and I'll give you my honest opinion.
All right. Hang on a moment. Shane will get your information for the pair of tickets to the musical, and I'll have to schmooze a couple of those from our friends in the Medora. Well, Todd, you're going to be there. You can do the schmoozing for Jim, because I think, man, I can't believe it. Anyway, didn't he tell us he wanted to talk about the homeless guy, and he talked about...
No, I was going to say. Whatever.
Anyway, let's talk about this.
Maybe he's a homeless guy. Maybe he misunderstood him. You know.
Another Jim on the road listening on 550 K-Fire wants to talk panhandling. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I was just going to say a few years back here, my kids, when they're in school, they're saying that one of their teachers stopped and offered one of them guys a job cleaning up his yard. Offered him $10 an hour. They turned him down and said, I make more than that here, standing here in the corner.
There you go.
How do you know?
Yeah.
I mean, does that cause you to not then give somebody a buck or two if you got one and you see the sign? It's so hard. It's so hard to know.
Yeah, and I've seen him standing out there by Walmart by the driveway. Right across the driveway is a great big billboard, you know, $11 an hour. You know, come in and apply.
Interesting. You know? Well, that's why I'm curious what you'd do in that case, because the story you told the other about the iPhone 5 and I'm out here working, you know, it's real. It happens. But I would also venture to say there's people actually out there looking for a buck that need one, right? That actually are down on their luck. There are a vet that has issues. There are, you know, homeless. The ones that are, I'm hungry, haven't eaten, you know. My wife, I know a few times, has gone to the length of, here's a Subway gift card, you know. Here's a McDonald's. So if you're truly hungry, that'll help rather than, you know, some sort of scam. I don't know. It just breaks my heart. Jim, appreciate the call. Kurt in Burley County, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Take it away.
Good morning, gentlemen.
See, how are you?
There's something that really gets me is you got all these signs that says help wanted, but nobody wants to work, but they want to stand there and wait in line for the welfare and stuff like that. And you got the panhandlers. I don't want to work for that. I can work harder here. Put everybody to work. If you're able to work, you shouldn't be able to get welfare. That's the way I look at it. And that's my, are you kidding me?
I hear you, Kurt, but now I have vets, friends of mine. One of them, a Purple Heart recipient, Rusty Ort. All right. And I've seen firsthand what TBI can do to someone. Right. So I truly believe there are individuals out there that might have, you know, PTSD, might have TBI, might have issues that literally can't work.
Right.
Right.
You know, the veterans and stuff like that, I understand that. But you get a lot of these younger people that are just standing and waiting in line and waiting for the food truck to drive by. But then you go across the street and they're buying iPhones and buying their packs of cigarettes and living off the system while you and I are busting our butts. That's
I hear
people
you.
I don't like.
I mean, so how do you know who to lend your empathy to is my point. Because the ones you've described, I agree with you. The best lesson for them is get a job. And if, don't tell me you can't get one. But someone that has mental health issues, someone that is a vet that's just going through a tough time, I want to help them if I can.
And, you know, those people are, they'll work. And, you know, with this border stuff going on, those people are coming up here to work because they want the job. They don't care if they're making $2 an hour or $3 an hour. But everybody wants to be making that $10 and $15 an hour. I'm not going to work for less than 10. But these people that want to come up from Mexico, you give me a dollar, man, I'm a happy worker.
Appreciate the call, Kurt. Thanks. And are you kidding me? Friday, Jeff on the road listening to AM 1100 The Flag. You're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, I heard you call Shane Snerdly, okay? I don't know what you guys have been talking about today. I don't mean to hijack the said for the day, but I think you should have a name Shane Day sometime. And I'm going to nominate Snerdly, or not Snerdly, but Snidely.
Shane Snidely.
Snidely?
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
Snidely
so,
Whiplash, or what are we
yeah,
talking
like
about?
Yeah, Snidely. It's you know, there's already a Snerdly out there. Everyone knows Rush has Snerdly, but how about Snidely?
That's and actually, every producer that's ever worked for Rush, I mean, he's had a few Snerdlys. There's been, like, what, four or five, Scott? I guess I've actually met
Snerdly. Yeah, I'm one of the Snerdlys. I had the honor of meeting, you know. But that's a good idea on the contest because, you know, maybe, you know, our R&D department that came up with Snerdly was actually Todd Mitchell, and it was, rip off and duplicate, right? I mean, that's what our R&D department
was. Yeah, I mean, man.
Hey, always remember, guys. Plagiarism is the most sincere form of flattery. I always remember that.
How about Kristen? Is the call screener or does the producer get a different name? You know, because all these, I'm never going to remember all these names. I can't.
Well, then call them all Snerdly then.
Well, it's kind of like a password.
Right, it is. Yeah, Jeff, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Dana and Dickinson, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. On this panhandling deal like you're talking about, a friend of mine here in town, there was a guy out, you know, on the entrance of Walmart with a sign, you know, need money for food. Instead of stopping and giving him money, he went down to the local burger joint, bought 6 cheeseburgers and a milkshake, came back, went to give it to the guy, and he says, I don't want that. I want money.
See, these people really irritate the living daylights out of me. In fact, if this guy's one of them that got arrested, if he's the iPhone 5 guy, I think the Bismarck police ought to get a medal. You know, they ought to be at the White House and get an honorary ceremony because more of these people ought to be exposed. The fact that you got to wonder whether somebody that is asking for help actually needs it or is scamming you, I'd love to just, arrest them for fraud in addition to, you know, asking for money where they shouldn't because people who need it probably don't get it because folks think they're in the same camp as the one your friend found, Dana. Does that make you mad?
And when this guy's got a sign that says, you know, need money for food, and he brings him food. Oh, no, I don't want that.
Dana, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Lewis in Carpio. Is there good pie in Carpio, Lewis?
Pardon?
Is there good pie in Carpio?
I don't know. I'm just by there. Driving.
You're by Carpio right now. You don't live there, huh?
I'm driving by there. Anyway,
yeah. What's on your mind?
Earlier about the border vote in the House. Now, it looks like to me it might be a little political theater. Let's not vote. Let's make it look this way. Do a vote late today and shove it down the Senate's throat like the Senate likes to shove stuff down the House's throat. You know, here's our bill, Senate. You deal with it. We're going on vacation. Do it at the last minute.
Maybe that's, and that wouldn't be all bad, would it? Because I wouldn't mind them stuffing it to the Senate, to tell you the truth. Put it
well,
back in their court the way they've operated.
They're sitting on 300 and some bills that the House has sent to them, and Harry Reid won't put them up for a vote because it might hurt his party politically.
Good theory, Lewis. More of your calls when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roltec electric system from
AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want a gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com. Before you buy, give it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
.8 0550 on What's on Your Mind and Are You Kidding Me Friday. Grand Forks Herald says UND should get after a new nickname. Are you kidding me? Give me a break. They want to turn the page. That one doesn't surprise me. Shields Arena. This is a Fargo story. Shields Arena is asking for taxpayer dollars to fund ice sheets. Despite the pledge, when it was built, they wouldn't do it. Government going back on their word. Are you kidding me? Ebola patient coming to the United States from overseas. Are you kidding me? And my new favorite one, just read this story. You know, we have been talking about the illegal immigrant children that have been crossing the border at the invite of the administration that shall remain unnamed because I don't want another call from Gloria and Garrison. And you know what? They're putting them up in Kansas City in suites. Oh, not Kansas City, Kern City. This is actually near San Antonio, Kern City. North of the Rio Grande Valley, about 3 hours, in suites with flat-screen TVs. Are you kidding me? Patton in Salem, Mary in Bismarck, Dan in Bismarck, next to go, but first here's a call that came in off the air, all in contention for caller of the day in our family four-pack from Medora. Roll it, Chris.
Good morning, guys. Are you kidding me? Who cares if the guy's homeless or not? It doesn't matter. He challenged the police to arrest him, and they obliged. The police here are just doing their job. Leave it up to the city attorney to figure it out whether or not a crime was committed or not. It doesn't matter. The police are doing what they're supposed to do, and they enforce the law. End of story.
All right, he swung me around on that whole deal, so we'll make him a caller of the day as well. Chris, you're going to need to call back and get his information and get it to Shane Snerdly so we can put him in contention. Pat in New Salem, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Take it away.
Yeah, hey, yesterday when you got that call from Gloria and stuff, I'll tell you, I got to call Sheldon. Oh, man, did I blow a cord. When she was talking about how you bash Obama and she didn't care, Democrat or Republican or whatever and stuff, and I thought, my God, who gets on a plane and goes from city to city day after day after day bashing who? I mean, geez, Obama's been bashing George Bush for the last 6 years, and the whole, you know, it's, I just thought, oh, my God, I couldn't believe it. But anyway, no. You're not even close to bashing, Scott. You're just, I'd love to see Rush Limbaugh answer her talk to her, because she's without a doubt a liberal Democrat from way back, so I could smell her from 1,000 miles away. But anyway, no, that just disgusted me to know in winter. They're just, you know, defending him, you know, poor little Barack. That's all it is. But that's one person, but the rest, 70% of the United States of America.
All right, Pat, I'm going to... Hey, Pat, don't go away, because we're going to put you in contention for caller of the day, only because it sounds like you need a trip to Madura. You were going to pop your cork, you said? You were so mad at Gloria?
When she said that, I about thought, who bashes day in and day out?
Yeah, but I could tell you're a little stressed, so you need a little Madura time. We'll give you, you know, we're going to put you in contention, Pat. Hang on. Shane Snorley will chat with you in a moment here. We'll get your information. Thanks for calling. Marion Bismarck, what's on your mind?
What's on my mind? Good gosh, are you kidding me? Of course this man should have been arrested. He is a career panhandler, and we didn't have any of those in Bismarck until we made national news that we were booming up here, and they thought there was money to be made. So they came up and set up their little shops on all the corners and started panhandling. Yes, now, I do want to help people who need help, but we have some great agencies that will do that. We have the Salvation Army. We have the Ruth Myers House. We have the Veterans Administration. Okay, I know the health care is a little weird there, but anyhow, when you encourage this, they get more and more aggressive. You go to another city like Portland, Oregon, you can't get into a store without being assaulted by these people who want money, who get very, very demanding. The police were doing their job, and God bless them.
No, Mary, very good point. And because you have given us a laundry list of the help that's available to folks in all these communities, sorry to make you do this, Shane. We got to put Mary. I don't like to do two of these per segment because poor Shane has to keep going. We're going to put you on hold, and he'll get your information, put you in there as well, because well said. Only about a minute 20 left, so each of you got 30 seconds left here. Dan and Bismarck, go.
I got to say one thing. All of these panhandlers that are up there, they're homeless, they say. They've got a cell phone. Who are they calling? Are you kidding me? Who are they calling?
Yeah, well, their mom, maybe. I hope they're calling their mom.
Well,
who do you
she
want?
Has a home. Go live with her.
I never thought of that, Dan, but that's a pretty good point. Appreciate the call. All right, Todd in West Fargo, you got the last half minute here. Go ahead.
Hey, are you kidding me? Did Minnesota secede from the union and no longer have to follow the Supreme Court? Because I read that Minnesota Democrats plan to pass a bill for employers to provide contraceptives to workers. To counteract the recent U.S. Supreme Court decision on the Hobby Lobby case. How do they get by with that?
Very good question. Yeah, the Supreme Court should trump that, shouldn't it?
You would think the Supreme Court would trump state law.
Well, but of course, Nancy Pelosi said the same thing immediately after. So it's what Democrats are going to do. And by the way, regardless of what you think of that issue, and I happen to agree with the Supreme Court, and I think it was sad that it was 5-4. I mean, it was that close because that was such a no-brainer. It was unbelievable. But I actually think states taking on this issue one by one, as North Dakota has done with its legislatures, elected by the people deciding rather than the federal government, is actually the way to fix that whole mess. Todd, appreciate the call. Dustin in Watford City, you're first to go when we come back on What's On Your Mind. Keep calling, folks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH Combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny in financing for 3 years, plus, there's more, a two-year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2, for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.